Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I recently attended a camp where a prominent professor was offering a lecture titled Alexander von Humboldt, the Last Man Who Knew Everything. Since I'm from Humboldt County and I knew next to nothing about our namesake, I decided to attend. In about 30 minutes, Dr. Johansson convinced me that while Humboldt did not know everything, he came close. His full name was Friedrich Wilhelm Heinrich Alexander von Humboldt, a long name, but here's his story in short form. Humboldt was born in Prussia in 1769. For some reason, he was born with an itching curiosity about nature and equally passionate itch to travel. No doubt it spurred his wanderlust when he became close friends with Georg Forster, who had been a companion to Captain James Cook. The most famous of Humboldt's explorations occurred in 1799 when he traveled with a Frenchman named Aimé Bonpland to America. Crossing the Atlantic, Humboldt explored volcanoes, observed meteor showers, discovered new bird species, and finally arrived at the coast of Venezuela. The two of them explored the course of the Orinoco River and its tributaries, traveling over 1,700 miles through this wild, mostly uninhabited region. What did Humboldt do for those many months and miles besides swamp mosquitoes and avoid alligators? He chronicled countless new species of plant and animal life in the jungles, discovered the connection between the Orinoco and Amazon River basins, documented several native tribes, got bit by some eels that delivered an almost lethal electric shock. He next traveled to Cuba and then back to Colombia, where he climbed into the Andes to an elevation of about 19,000 feet, higher than any human had ever climbed at the time. A tempestuous sea voyage brought them to Mexico, and for good measure, Humboldt decided to visit the United States and talk to President Thomas Jefferson. Along with making countless observations, Humboldt was asked for advice on what kind of crops would flourish in Cuba, calculated a thumbnail sketch census for Mexico, and compiled huge collections of flora and fauna everywhere he went. When Humboldt finally returned to Europe, he was one of the most acclaimed citizens on the continent. He was honored by King Friedrich Wilhelm III of Prussia and inducted into almost every academy of science on the planet. He returned to Paris, which he considered his true home, but finally was lured to the city of Berlin by financial and political necessity. He mentored countless other scientists, lectured widely, seldom using notes, published a huge amount of his theories, discoveries, and findings. In the end, he'd spent most of his large inheritance on his travels and publications. Perhaps Humboldt's life and accomplishments can best be summarized in his own words, "Nature is an inexhaustible source of investigation. If only we could help our young pupils get the Humboldt itch for learning, we could make this county worthy of our namesake." This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.